But I want to talk about retrofitting now. And those new figures that we saw today, just 89 homes have been retrofitted in the entire country under the current government scheme. That's out of a target of 500,000 homes, which was the original hope that we would get done. Of the applications, just 681 homes have so far been approved. 13 counties had less than 10 applications. County Leitrim, not a single application. Christopher, what?
Well, first of all, I just want to say this, that Ciara knows this. I'm a massive, I absolutely respect the Examiner and the team at the Examiner, but this article is bull. There's no other way I can describe it.
I am so glad we have Ciara here to defend the honour of the Examiner.
If you just let me finish, why I reckon that it's absolutely misleading. The figure of 62,500. Okay, he's done there, and I was trying to figure out where Daniel got the figure of 62,500. He basically took the target of 500,000 and he divided it by 8. Our target for this year under the retrofitting scheme is 27,000. Under all schemes, there's 6 areas of retrofitting. You have the warmer home scheme, you have the energy upgrades, you have the deep retrofit, which is what the figure of 89 refers to. Out of all those schemes, we've achieved 16,000. Will we get to 27,000? It's going to be tough.
No.
But he's referring to a figure of 89, which refers to one aspect of that scheme. The 500,000
figure. It's a pretty key aspect of the scheme, though.
It's the least in terms of the expenditure. The main targets here are for the warmer home scheme, which is the 100%
granted. Christopher, now you can say the bits that you've managed to get up on
This is really important. Sorry, can I defend this? Because this is a staggering claim that this is a failure, even though it's only a couple of months into its inception.
Didn't claim it was a failure with comments made
the one-stop shop, okay, it was set up a number of months ago. It's about 6 months into a 10-year process. It's gone from 2 one-stop shops back in March and we're up to 12. We have to get to a figure of 20.
Do you think there's any issues at all with how this is being rolled out? Because if you talk to anybody about this, they will say the idea that people can come up with 25 grand now for a deep retrofit is just not feasible in the current climate.
The biggest issue that I see with the retrofit scheme at the moment is for the warmer home scheme. So this is really important. This is the 100% grant aided. You can get your attic insulation, your cavity wall insulation.
That is for a very specific cohort of homes.
Where the vast majority of the 327 million is going is into that, the energy poverty upgrades. So that my biggest criticism of that is that there's a waiting list of over 2 years. That's absolutely an issue that we have to rectify. But the second biggest tranche of funding is going into the energy upgrades. That's an 80% grant aid for cavity insulation and for attic insulation. So they're the two biggest schemes. The scheme that Danny is talking about is the deep retrofitting scheme. He's absolutely right.
There's only Danny McConnell you're talking about who wrote this piece. And can I just say, kudos to a Cork politician who has a go like that at the Irish Examiner on national radio.
I have the highest respect, but these figures are completely misleading. I'm sorry, the 500,000 is for the entirety of the scheme up to 2030. So to say that 89 out of 500,000 is misleading. You get where I'm coming from here.
I want Ciara to respond to that in particular.
I think, Christopher's already admitted saying that you're not going to meet your target this year. Fair.
It's 27,000. Now, the department think we will, but I have my own doubts.
Well, the department will say that, and that fair place for saying that. But at the end of the day, 89 homes in the country completed under this SEAI scheme, which is a major aspect of the government's plan, is a business.
One aspect, so it's the smallest aspect.
I'll tell you, there was actually people that we spoke to in the paper as well for follow-up today. Anne-Marie Whelan applied for a grant. It took 7 months to get approval for the SEI. She said creates roadblocks regarding paperwork X, Y and Z. Another homeowner said he was quoted €12,000 for an external insulation wrap of his home alone. There are so many aspects to the scheme that people can't seem to get through, and the waiting list for it, people just end up throwing their hat and saying we're not going anywhere near it. The other issue is the cost of living crisis is after putting a major roadblock into all of this.
Yep. But the demand is still extraordinary for all schemes.
But for what cohort? It's not for the people that need this the most, Christopher. It's for the people who are in have money set aside, so they are, and they're able to afford it. But right now they're pulling back on those plans because just, the cost of living prices.
Just a sense, we're just after getting a flurry already of texts in about this. From Joanne Sligo, the SCAI have a minimum 2-year waiting list for elderly people to avail of the warmer home scheme. We just said that, 27 years. My parents, is another listener. My parents, 82 and 77, live on a state pension, and a tiny private pension worth €15 a week puts them over the limit for warmer homes, the warmer home scheme, and are eligible for nothing except the SEAI grant, which they can't afford. Terrible system, says that listener. Hi, just on the retrofit scheme, says another listener. I applied for full retro with a grant of 25,000 approximately. Supplier wanted 80,000 cash in additional payment. Just a silly scheme, not practicable. So
the scheme is the one-stop shop scheme, the scheme that Daniel is referring to there in terms of the 89, that's up and running with a few months. Okay, it's at such an early stage in a 10-year plan. I mean, to already call it a failure, which I accept that it wasn't the examiner called it a failure. It was another positive.
Okay,
you're going to say I'm like the Taoiseach now and getting all defensive. I appreciate there's issues.
Can I just let the rest of the panel in on this, please?
Maureen, you've had a good fair run there on it. But I think the reality is the big issue that is here is it's completely inequitable, and it isn't about, you know, there's so many cost barriers for people.
Most of the money is going towards the warmer home scheme, which is 100%.
There is cost barriers.
How can you say it's inequitable?
Can I have one voice, please?
We've literally just heard from people who...
That wasn't fair.
It is absolutely true. The reality is there's a huge cost barrier for people. There are certain people who literally will not be able to afford, a load of people will not be able to afford to take part in the government's retrofit plan. Now, what we put forward was a whole overhaul in relation to the retrofit scheme, and a specific scheme for those people, solid fuel households, that need to be looked at. What is it, about 10,000, I think, that are in solid fuel households across this state, that there be a specific retrofit plan for them. But it is, people are completely excluded from this because people don't have that kind of money lying around. Kira's dead right, especially in terms of a cost of living crisis at this very moment in time. People don't have that money, but people wouldn't even have that money even if it wasn't a cost of living crisis.
Annie.
Yeah, I think a lot of what has been said in terms of the people who need this most are the ones who actually can afford it the least. And this has always been the problem with things like a retrofitting scheme. The people who require the most and it's costing the most to run their homes are the ones who have possibly, not always, the least amount of disposable income. And I just don't know that the government has fully tallied those two things together. You know, it is an ambitious scheme and I wish it's the very best with it, but if people who need it the most aren't able to get to it because of a complex, quite frankly, application system that takes, you know, we've had people get in touch with us, our office, asking for help with it. And, you know, it is not the most straightforward scheme. It's taking a really long time to hear back from it. And to be honest, if you hear that something's going to take 27 months, you'll just back up and buy more fuel. Do you know what I mean? Like there's a lot of roadblocks in the way, and I really hope that the government can figure out ways to deal with those, because ultimately, if we have this really ambitious scheme, but it's not getting to the people who need it the most, and those are the people who are on low incomes, with poorly insulated houses, with the least amount of disposable income, for whom this cost of living crisis is hitting the hardest, then this is it's missing its targets.
Again, we're confusing the schemes here. So the 27-month waiting list refers to the grant aid that's 100% grant aided. In other words, there's no cost to someone who avails of this couple that the listener just said was a
15 euro private pension.
Yeah, because they're not in receipt of 15 euro private pension. It's certain social welfare payments that will qualify for them for the 100% grant aid, but they may qualify for the 80% grant aid, which offers...
Well, no, they don't qualify at all, according to this texter.
They don't qualify for the 100% grant aid because they're not on fuel allowance. But next year, there will be 80,000 people in receipt of fuel allowance, all of which, as long as they own their own home, will be able to avail of the grant aid. Look, it's not perfect, and I realise that I have got a bit defensive about it, but that is mainly because of the misleading figures in the article. But this is it's so new. The first one-stop shops came into being in March. That was 2 one-stop shops. We're up to 12. We'll get to 20. The other thing is we're at about 4,000 retrofit workers. We need to get to 12,000. So it's not perfect, but it's something that we're building on. And I appreciate we're in the middle of a cost of living crisis and we're in the middle of an energy crisis. So we need these homes retrofitted now. I'd love if they were all retrofitted already, but it's not that straightforward and it's not that simple.
I think, though, if we are looking at, you know, because obviously all of this is about people being warmer, literally, in their homes, and also in relation to emissions and climate change. And we know that there's 162,000 households that don't even have basic insulation in terms of attic insulation. Those kind of people need to be the priority here. That's where the focus needs to be, because A, it improves people's quality of life.
Agreed.
And B, it actually assists with, climate change and all those things. I genuinely feel that the government's scheme, like, I understand those for those people on fuel allowance and that, but I mean, generally, the government's approach does favour wealthier households, in my opinion.
Again, I just defend that by saying that 65 to 70% of the funding of the 327 million is going towards the warmer home scheme, which is 100% grant aided, and the energy upgrade scheme, which is 80%.
We hear that, and you have told us that now three times.
But just trying to combat
that. So I'm saying,
if
we put that to one side, in terms of people who are not in receipt of fuel allowance for the rest of the country, do you accept that there is a massive financial barrier to people being able to get their house retrofitted? As generous as the grants are, they could be triple that, because it's not available to people who don't have money up front to do their homes.
I would accept that, and certainly for the 50% grant aid, because you're talking of something that would be anywhere between the cost of 50,000 and 70,000 euro before the grant. So that's only 50% grant aid. So yeah, you have to have 30,000 up front. Now, we are introducing a low interest rate loan, and I appreciate that you don't want to put people further in debt, but it's certainly going to help. But for the 80%, it's something that I would really encourage people to look into. And I realise people don't have as much disposable income as they had, but that 80% grant aid is well worth looking at. It's cavity wall insulation, it's attic insulation, it's assessments, and the one-stop shop, and that shouldn't be happening in terms of the complex application process. The one-stop shop, the whole purpose of the one-stop shop is that you go there and they take care of everything. The grant aid, the assessment, getting in a contractor to do the work, and the application form and drawing down the grant. So that shouldn't be happening.
I just think we need to focus on the poorest and the coldest households.
Agreed.
That's what we need to do.
And here's one of them here.
Myself
and my pensioner parent will probably freeze to death in the house over this winter. We take to our beds for 3 months of the year. We haven't got a spare 25 quid for retrofit, not to mind the amount we actually need. Our house gets more uninhabitable every winter. And that's the problem, isn't it? That when you have houses that are damp and cold, that they get worse rather than better. And another question about stone houses. Is there a...
It's possible, but certainly more difficult. First of all, stone houses will usually have attic space, so they can still get the attic insulation, or they won't have the cavity wall. So you're talking about wrap insulation, and it makes it more difficult, especially for the deep retrofit when you're talking about the installation of heat pumps as well. But it certainly makes it more difficult. But that's where the one-stop shop, again, is supposed to step in, assess your building, assess what's most suitable. I'm not a energy engineer, but that's where their expertise is supposed to come in. And, we should have 20 one-stop shops early next year, and that should ease the pressure. And the aim is to have 17,000 retrofit workers, which should get rid of that 27-month backlog.
I have to say, we're getting so many texts in, and people are so exercised about this. Obviously, because people are really seeing this year.
Well, they probably saw the headline in the Examiner, which again, I don't think.
But people are also cold in their homes, they don't have cash, and they just don't know what they're going. Like, that's a reality.
The end of their tether.
Yeah,
and cold. It's going to get colder.
Yeah, I also love to know where exactly you're going to get all the labour workers to do the retrofitting here. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, there's 17 million.
Like, you're not going to meet the target this year. Next year, we're not seeing any let up. We don't know where the situation is going to go regarding the inflation of materials, etc. People are crying out to try and get people in to do renovations in their homes.
The fact that there's 13 counties that have less than 10 applications, and just that stat, okay. If there was nothing else, would that deserves to be on the front of a newspaper?
Can I underline again, that is for one aspect of the entire broad suite of measures. That's for the deep retrofit scheme, which the one-stop shops have only been set up since March.
Yes, and that was how it was reported, just to be clear about that. There wasn't misreported
in any way. Yes, there was nothing about that. And can I ask you, for how long
the reporting said 89 homes have been done out of a target of 500,000. That's actually incorrect. 16,000, over 16,000 homes have been done when you look at all aspects of the
How long was the work? What was the work prior to the scheme? Because you're making the argument that it's only a new scheme since February. So what was the work done prior to that to get that in place? Was there no forecast on how difficult it was going to be? Was there any survey done on how many people were going to come forward for it or anything like that?
That's
like, the fact alone is that the 13 applications, like, that screams a message out to you.
That's why the whole one-stop-shop system was set up, because the rate of pace and the uptake of the deep retrofit scheme, so this is where your entire house is airtight, but also
Christopher, just before we leave this, can I say, would you acknowledge that that is a worrying situation, that at this stage, that the applications are so low?
I would love, if all of these houses were already retrofitted, Katie, I would love to see us at that point. But that's it, it's going to take time to build it, to build the workforce.
So you're not at all concerned about those?
Of course, I'm concerned, and I wish that more had been done. But, you know, I just want to address the article, which I thought was misleading.
OK, we'll take a break.
The Late Debate on RTE Radio 1.